Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for listening to Guerrilla Christianity, an unconventional, no apologies exposition of God's grace. I'm Pastor Brett Walker. In the Sermon on the Mount, as recorded by Matthew, Jesus tells us of how we are to give, pray, and fast. As Lent begins, we are given an opportunity to spend a little more time with God, deny ourselves for His sake, and give sacrificially that which was given to us by God. In this context, giving, praying, and fasting are seen as the three pillars of Christianity, spiritual disciplines that each Christian ought to engage in. So grab your Bible, turn it to Matthew chapter 6, and prepare your heart and mind as we look at three pillars. Please remain standing for the reading of the scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Verses 1 through 6, and then verses 16 through 18. Let us hear the word of the Lord for us this evening. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, we ask for your Spirit to be upon us this night as we enter into the Lenten season. We ask for your Spirit to be upon us as we go through these 40 days, Lord. To be the people that you call us to be. Let us repent and believe in the gospel. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. I named this sermon Three Pillars. I call it Three Pillars because we find in Matthew chapter 6 an illustration of what I like to call the three pillars of Christianity. Now, that's not an original title. I didn't come up with it myself. It's something that I heard before. But I like it. I like it a lot. We know that in Islam there are five pillars, five things that every good Muslim must do. And to me, it seems that what Jesus is saying in this particular passage rings of something that we as Christians also must do. And there's one word that he uses throughout this passage that indicates why I think that these things are things that we must do as Christians. And that word is when, or whenever. He doesn't say if. He doesn't say if you pray. He doesn't say if you give. And he doesn't say if you fast. He says whenever you give alms, whenever you pray, and whenever you fast. Little bit of context. This particular passage falls right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount as recorded by Matthew. And so this was teaching that he was giving not just to his disciples, not just to his immediate followers, but to everyone who was around. to his entire audience, this Sermon on the Mount that he gave. Very simply, it was instructions for how we are to behave as Christians. And there's another theme that weaves its way throughout this passage, apart from when or whenever. Whenever we give alms, and whenever we pray, and whenever we fast. And that theme that weaves its way throughout is doing these things not to be seen of people, not for recognition of what you're doing, but to do these things in secret because God knows what you do. Not to be seen of people, not to have your giving and your prayer and your fasting be out in the open, not necessarily to hide it, but not to go out of your way to show what a great Christian you are by your fasting, your prayers, and your giving. Jesus says three times, if that's the reward that you are seeking, you already have it. If you are seeking the approval of other people, you will get it. But only that. He says, do these things in secret so that your Father, who sees what you do in secret, will reward you. Now, we as Christians ought not do anything merely for the reward. And in fact, we often do not. What I have found is that since I gave my life to Christ, my natural inclination is no longer to be selfish. My natural inclination is no longer to be silent toward God. My natural inclination is no longer to feed my body until it is past full. But my natural inclination now is to give freely as I have been given. To pray to God, to speak to the God who sent His Son to die for me. To pray to God, the God who offered me His salvation, His forgiveness. And to fast, to afflict my flesh in order to get closer to God with my spirit. These things often come up during the Lenten season. The Lenten season is about denying ourselves. Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. To deny ourselves means to deny our nature, the natural us. And the natural us, what do we want? Well, I don't know about you, but I want pizza. I want ice cream. I want cookies. I want cake. I want things that taste good. I want to feed my body by pleasing my tongue. But that's not what God calls me to these days. Back in 2013, at the beginning of 2013, you know, I weighed 300 pounds. I was feeding my flesh and not my spirit. And God spoke to me through prayer. God spoke to me and said, you're not honoring me. All I could think of was, I have already prepared myself to give myself to God in service, to live my life for Jesus Christ. But how is that going to look? How is it going to look for me to stand in a pulpit grossly overweight? And I say that with all humility. Grossly overweight. And preach moderation. How is that going to work? What a hypocrite I would be. And so in 2013, I decided to do something about it. And it was a lot of prayer. And it was with fasting. And the fasting wasn't about losing weight. Because if you're just fasting without praying, it's just a heavy diet. Jesus calls us to three things: to giving, to fasting, to prayer. Fasting takes on many forms. We know of the form of fasting that we often go through at Lent, which is to give up a certain food. It's not pure fasting, but it is abstinence, and it is still a form of fasting. Again, we're denying our nature. This Lenten season, I've decided to give up sweets. It's not easy. Sweets are really a hard thing for me to give up. But that's what it's all about. It should be something that is a sacrifice. Because we think of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And sometimes during these 40 days when we say to ourselves, it's too hard, I can't do it anymore, we have to think, when did Jesus ever say that while he was carrying the cross up Mount Calvary? He never said that. It's too hard. I can't do it anymore. And when his body could no longer do it, the Romans pulled a man named Simon from Cyrene out of the crowd to carry the cross for him, but he went. He went willingly. And he never once said, it's too hard. I can't do it. We come to Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of the Lenten season. Lent is a period of 40 days. And if you count all the days from Ash Wednesday to Easter, you will find that it's actually 46 days. We don't count the Sundays because every Sunday is like a mini Easter. Every Sunday is a celebration. So if you've given up chocolate for Lent, you can have a little chocolate on Sunday. But we think about the 40 days that Jesus went and fasted in the wilderness. He never performed a miracle. He never healed anybody. He never cast out demons before he went and fasted in the wilderness, which he did immediately after he was baptized. If Jesus, the Son of God, could have done all that he came to do without fasting, we have to ask ourselves, why did he fast? I think Jesus did a lot of things to show us the way. A modern way of saying it is that he was leading by example. He wouldn't ask us to do something he wouldn't do himself. But he was modeling servanthood. He was showing us how to surrender to God. And he did that through fasting. He did it through prayer. We read recently that Jesus woke up early in the morning and went out by himself to pray. I'm reminded of when I was in high school and I was going through some very difficult times in my life. I used to sneak out of my house in the middle of the night. And you might think, well, that's because you were a juvenile delinquent, but that's not true. I mean, I was, but that's not why I snuck out of my house at night. I snuck out of my house at night to be alone with God. I would walk the streets of Pittman in the middle of the night and pray out loud to God. And why I couldn't do that in my room, I don't know. But something drew me outside. Of course, I'd have to go hide in the bushes whenever a cop car came around because Pittman's got a 10 o'clock curfew. But I used to pray for hours talking to God, pouring out my heart and saying, I don't understand why I do the things I do. You know, I really wish that at the age of 16 I had read Romans chapter 7. When Paul, his voice with anguish, said to the Romans, I don't know why I do the things that I do. He said, the things that I want to do, I don't do, and the things that I don't want to do, I do. And I hate those things. He says, as long as I hate those things, I agree that God's law is correct. The very first time I read those words by Paul, I said, man, I get it. If Paul struggled with sin, then who am I? It's okay. We're broken. We're born into a world of sin and darkness. But we're called to be the light. We're called to be the light. And during these 40 days, just imagine what we could accomplish as a church. To pray for the church, to pray for the congregation, to pray for each other for 40 days. What if every morning when we woke up, we rolled out of bed and got on our knees and thanked God for another day? Thank God for another day to live. Why? Because now we can go out into the world and proclaim God's love to a world that is so in desperate need to hear that good news. This Lenten season, I'd like to challenge us not just to give something up, but also to take something up. Each day during Lent, let us read a little bit of the Bible. Take a little extra time to pray. You know, 40 days is a long time to start a habit. But at the end of those 40 days, if you do it every day for 40 days, I guarantee you that will be a hard habit to break if you get into it. Praying daily, reading Scripture daily. You know, we have these devotionals in the back of the sanctuary, the upper room. And they're free. Just take one. And every day it has a passage that you read, a little story from someone that ties it into today, and a prayer at the bottom. In the very beginning, I started with these devotions, and I worked my way into other devotional books, like My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers, and Streams in the Desert by L.B. Kalman. I read the Morning and Evening Devotional by Charles Spurgeon. These are all things that we can do to get closer to God. And that's what Lent is all about. Everything that we do during Advent points to a time when Jesus will return. But everything that we do during Lent points to the cross. Points to Calvary, and it points to the empty tomb. It points to Jesus' death and resurrection for us. So let's take these 40 days. We can give something up, and we can take something up. Whatever we do it all to the glory of God. Let us pray. Almighty Father, as we enter now into these 40 days of Lent, we ask, Lord, for your guiding hand to be upon us. Remind us, Lord, when we open our eyes in the morning, that you are there and you are listening to hear our voice, to have a conversation. Remind us, Lord, that we belong to you, not to our flesh. Remind us, Lord, to deny our natures. Remind us, Lord, that everything that we have comes from You, so that we may return it freely. Lord, all these things we ask in the name of Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. If you live in the Salem County area, you can join us in person. Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn holds its worship service every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown holds its worship service at 10:30. We also have Bible study during the week. We are now in the Lenten season, and we have some exciting worship opportunities we'd like to share with you. Every Wednesday night during Lent, we will be participating in the Community Lenten Series at Union Presbyterian Church in Carneys Point. Each Wednesday, we will gather for soup and fellowship at 6 p.m. Then at 7 p.m., we will have a short devotional based on the Psalms. And be sure to join us March 15th during our regular service as Amor Olson of Jews for Jesus presents Christ in the Passover. To see the Passover Seder presented in this way gives us fresh insight into our own tradition of Holy Communion. It promises to be an edifying and uplifting time, so come on out and join us. And if our message today has touched you in some way, won't you let us know in the comments? We hope you'll join us again for Guerrilla Christianity. God bless you.